Moncrief on News Talk.
A lot of first-time authors think the main struggle is finishing that book and finding a publisher, but that's only the start, and often the beginning, of disappointment. Coaxing the public to part with their cash to buy the book is an equally challenging proposition, one that publishers constantly struggle with. Ethna Shortall, an author herself, knows all about this, but has come up with an innovative answer. Send writers to Love Island. Good afternoon, Ethna.
Hello. Hi, how's it going?
Yeah. Now, right now, what we've done, even from me introducing that, is people are now thinking about John Banville in Speedos.
I think you'd struggle to get most authors into the teeny tiny bikinis that you need for Love Island, I'm afraid.
Yes. So you were think what I suppose what's making you think of this is what happened on Traitors.
That's right. So the UK Traitors, which just wrapped up recently, there was one contestant on it, Harriet Tice. And she was a real fan favourite. She was really astute. She was able to tell the traitors from the faithful from the off. But what she hadn't told her fellow contestants is that she was is an author of thrillers, of mysteries, of, you know, so is writing the kind of plots that you might see happening all over again on the Traitors, untangling webs, trying to figure out who the murderer is, etc. So, yeah, she was an author, and obviously the audience knew that she was an author, but her fellow players did not know this. And so it's probably why she proved so good at the game. But it also had this amazing effect on her book sales. So I guess people were watching and thought, okay, this woman knows her stuff. I guess she'd know her stuff on the page. And they went out and they bought her book.
Yeah. Now, and the eventual winner of it also has a book ready to go.
That's right. Rachel Duffy, who's from Northern Ireland, she said in an interview afterwards that she's been writing a book, she's been working on it for 10 years, and now it's ready to go. And what kind of book is it? Well, of course, it's one with murder and mystery and secrets and just the kind of thing that would overlap with an audience for the Traitors. So I think that was a brilliant move for her, and I hope it works out, because it can take you forever, you know, sending manuscripts to publishers and agents and waiting and getting rejections and all that. And so why not put out a card that said, come to me? So I imagine she will have had a few publishers getting in touch with her since that.
I suppose, though, the point you're making really is that within publishing, it tends to be the same old model that, you know, somebody will come on with me or you know, they'll do interviews and maybe that's not, you know, that's not as productive as it used to be.
Well, I think in general, it's the best you can get. And most writers, authors, including myself, like, so grateful to get a radio interview or to get a print interview, because there are so many books that get published and they don't get any publicity at all. They don't get any coverage. And like, it's such a struggle to get yourself to stand out, because, you know, you're up against, you know, dozens of other books that are released the same month as you. And you know, the best route often is going on radio, going if you can get a print interview, great. But I guess it's like trying to come up with some idea to make you stand apart. And I suppose that's what Harriet Tice did here. But the thing with these ideas, alas, is like often they're, you know, they happen almost by accident, and they're very hard to replicate. So I don't actually know if it would work for us all to be getting our bikinis on and heading off to Love Island. But, you know, if someone wanted to give it a try, I'd say we'll have a few Irish thriller writers might throw their hat in the ring for the Traitors, Ireland as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think the skill set overlaps, so they probably do quite well.
Yeah. What about book talk? Is that not a huge thing now for authors?
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, that's just another version of word of mouth, really, like telling a friend that a book is good. And often the most popular social media influencers, people view them as someone they know, someone they trust, and so when they recommend something, they listen. And really the best thing I think that can happen for your book is for it to be recommended by, you know, maybe by picked for a celebrity book club. But actually, what's even better again is if you just have lots of people talking about it. Like, it's word of mouth, really. That's how books sell, because even if they get huge marketing budgets and you get all the interviews in the world, you might see huge sales for a couple of weeks, but it'll disappear if readers don't think your book is great and don't tell their friends that it's great. And like, as a writer, you know, even though it can be disheartening if a book doesn't do as well as you want, that ultimately is very heartening, because it means that the book actually has to be good. You know, people have to like it, and no matter how much money might be put into the marketing of it, it has to be a good product.
So there's differing definitions of what good is. let's say.
Yes, well, exactly. And it's a totally subjective term, but I suppose people have to actually like it, you know.
Yeah. There was a person actually who was then, after Love Island, was asked to write a book.
Yeah, that's like, I wouldn't say it's common, but that's happened a few times. You know, usually you'd have someone that goes on a game show or, you know, a reality show and, you know, become a favourite of audiences. And then they might get the book deal and then they might write a book, and sometimes with a co-writer alongside them. I think the same happened with a few years ago, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Mills and Boone had approached, what's her name, Georgia Toffolo? Toff was her nickname in the media. And they asked her to write a series, which was a really smart move because Mills and Boone had kind of an older readership. And they thought, we'll get this young, popular girl that, you know, has just been on a big reality show, and we'll see if, you know, she can write a series that will appeal to younger readers. And so that's what they did. So, you know, often you have it going that way, but you don't usually get the established author that then goes on the reality show. And I think that's why it works so well for Harriet Tice, because when viewers of the show thought, oh, she's good, and they went to look her up, they found that she'd published four novels, and four good novels as well. Like, again, back to the word of mouth, they have to actually think the book is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then maybe the sales boost will continue for her.
Yeah. You've a novel number 7 coming out soon?
Six.
Six.
Yes. I wish it was number 7. Number 6. I'm currently rewriting the ending, which is proving a slog, but I'm getting to the end of it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a title? Or can you tell us?
It's called The Families at the moment, which really doesn't give much away. But I guess that can all change because, you know, you don't always get to choose your own title.
Yes.
Someone else might have a better idea.
Indeed. Yeah. Etna, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Etna Shortall there. Soon her novel number 6 will be out, and she'll probably be appearing on Wheel of Fortune or something. And that's the reason why.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.